This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Gaza militants vowed to keep fighting even after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire in the 10-day conflict. An Egyptian security source says the two sides have agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, although details are still being negotiated in secret. A senior Hamas official also said late on Wednesday in an interview with a Lebanese television station he expected Israel and the Gaza militants to reach a ceasefire within a day or two, ending the cross-border violence. Palestinian health officials say since fighting began on May 10th, 228 people have been killed in airstrikes. Authorities put the death toll at 12 in Israel, where repeated rocket attacks are causing panic and sending people rushing into shelters. Regional and U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire have intensified, but so far failed. Cross-border fire continued even after Biden's latest call for calm, and Gaza's Islamist rulers Hamas and other militants are vowing defiance. Netanyahu has repeatedly hailed what he has described as support from the United States, Israel's main ally, for a right to self-defense in battling attacks from Gaza, home to 2 million Palestinians. But the White House said Wednesday U.S. President Joe Biden put the Israeli leader on notice in a telephone call that it was time to lower the intensity of the conflict. And a group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of weapons to Israel, a symbolic measure. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s top medical official says all kids in the United States will likely be able to get COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of this year or early next year. Health officials in the U.S. earlier this month cleared the way for Pfizer's vaccine for children aged 12 and older, but have yet to roll out anything for elementary school ages and younger. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said Wednesday all people would probably need a booster shot within a year or so of getting the primary shot. Pfizer's chief executive said Wednesday it's likely needed between 8 and 12 months, but many scientists questioned the need for COVID-19 booster shots due to a lack of data. Police stepped up a manhunt Wednesday for a Belgian soldier with suspected extreme right-wing views and access to rocket launchers who went missing after threatening public figures, including a renowned coronavirus expert. The federal prosecutor's office said late Wednesday some 250 police officers and soldiers are deployed at a national park in the northeast where serviceman Jürgen Konings may be hiding. The suspect's abandoned four-wheel drive vehicle was found near the park on Tuesday evening with four anti-tank rocket launchers and some munition, according to the prosecutor's office. A spokesman for the office tells the AFP the man disappeared with weapons and had left behind a letter containing worrying elements, including threats to state and public figures. The top European Union negotiator said Wednesday a deal is shaping up to bring the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran, citing progress and efforts to break an impasse. But Enrique Mora says there are still things need to be worked out after chairing talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. Indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran have been going on in Vienna since early April, with the other five countries in the deal talking directly to Iran. Senior diplomats from the E3, made up of France, Germany, and Britain, echoed the EU on Wednesday in a statement saying they are now beginning to see what a final deal could look like, and this is different from the last meeting. Iran has also said the talks are on the right track. And thousands of people were forced to evacuate Wednesday from a neighborhood of Germany's financial capital, Frankfurt, following the discovery of a massive World War II bomb. City authorities said 25,000 people were evacuated after a 500-kilogram bomb was uncovered during construction work. Germany is littered with unexploded World War II bombs, often found on work sites. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.